defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios begins right now. Virginia, you're screwed. Now, I say that with a heavy heart. I have long history in Virginia. My sister lives in Northern Virginia. My parents lived in Herndon and Reston. I lived in Richmond and Virginia Beach. I graduated college in Radford, Virginia. Long history in the state of Virginia. And if you had asked me back in those days if I thought Virginia would be blue, I'd have laughed you right out of town. Virginia's blue. But not really. The entire state is red, with the exception of Norfolk, Richmond, Petersburg, and the Washington, D.C. metro area. Typical blue areas, inner cities. Democrats have a lock on those areas, don't they? They do. They always have. Don't know why. I think Trump can change that. He's making some inroads, but Virginia is now blue. Guess who's taking credit for that? You betcha. Bloomberg and Everytown for Gun Safety are taking credit for turning Virginia blue. Now, how blue is Virginia? A couple votes here, a couple votes there, but enough to be blue. That the socialists are gloating, and they're going to continue to gloat. And if you live in Virginia, my advice is just turn it off. Turn off the fake news. Quit watching it. Quit listening to it. Get your news from sources you go to get your news online. Maybe get your local weather or something and then turn it off. Because you're going to be sick to your stomach for a long time to come. More than $166,000 in contributions, mailings, and digital ads gave, get this, a political newcomer in Richmond area to flip a seat. Think about this. $166,000 in contributions. Where do you think that came from? Came from Bloomberg. On Tuesday in Virginia, all three seats flipped from Republican to Democrat after a $2.5 million spending spree by Everytown for Gun Safety. Now, I want you to think about that. Now, let's talk about the general coming up in 2020. This was an off-year election, obviously. I'm going to quote a CNN piece. More than $146,000 to help an Air Force veteran seek an open Senate seat in a fast-growing suburban county. More than $166,000 that I just told you about to take on a Republican incumbent in Richmond area. And about $75,000 to target the only Republican representing Northern Virginia in the state's House of Delegates. All three of those seats, listener, flipped from Republican to Democrat. Socialist, by the way. We call them socialists. They are not Democrats. They are socialists. $2.5 million, what CNN is calling a spending spree by Everytown for Gun Safety. A spending spree. The investments, according to CNN, made the Bloomberg-affiliated organization the largest outside spender in the elections that saw Democrats take control of the state's executive and legislative branches for the first time in a generation. Virginia, you have problems. What kind of problems do you have? Well, you got the Virginia Citizens Defense League. They've been fighting for us. They've had friends. They don't have any friends. They still have some friends. But let me tell you what the socialists are going to do in the state of Virginia now. They're going to vote party line. They're going to be under tremendous pressure because they have the majorities. Your gun rights in Virginia are now on the line. So what's going to happen in Virginia is the litmus test. This, you watch Virginia carefully as they go, and don't think for 2 seconds when I tell you this, I'm 100% correct. When they said a spending spree by Everytown, what do you think Everytown expects in exchange for that spending spree? You better believe it. Their entire agenda enacted, and they're going to expect it. And you know what the social are going to do? Socialists are going to do? They're going to give it to them in the state of Virginia. If you live in Virginia right now, you're beginning to see the erosion of your gun rights immediately. It was mentioned last night. Your gun rights in Virginia are now on the line. A very gun-friendly state, by the way. You're now going to see taxes. You're going to see bans on certain things. You're going to see waiting periods enacted. You're going to see fees increase. You're going to see new infringements on the products that you currently own once a month. once every 6 months, scaling back. You're going to start increasing cost of permit. None of it, none of it having anything to do with crime. Not one bit of it having anything to do with crime, but making it more difficult for you to exercise your right to keep and bear arms in the state of Virginia. Let me go to the CNN piece again. It's very telling. Every town officials who provided CNN with details of their Virginia strategy say their approach to the off-year election demonstrates the potency of the gun safety message 1 year before the nation heads to the polls to decide control of Congress and the White House. The spending also underscores how aggressively the deep-pocketed group will pursue its agenda in the months ahead. Every town outspent the embattled National Rifle Association by roughly 8-1 in Virginia, plowing money into the state to target vulnerable Republicans months in advance of Tuesday's election. Gun safety, this is from John Feinblatt, the liar in charge, the president. Gun safety will be one of the defining issues of 2020. Now, let me explain something to John Feinblatt and to you listening. It's not going to be what he says it's going to be. And if you want proof of that, you know, you all you have to do is look at everybody on the socialist left running on what they believed would be the big deal that would pull them out of the toilet. Beto O'Rourke out, Swalwell out, Kamala Harris on her way out. Warren, a complete nut job who even Hillary Clinton thinks can't win the general because she's so far left. Bernie, give me a break. Biden, what a joke. Every single one of them believed that, quote unquote, gun safety will be one of the defining issues of 2020. Every single one of them that have tried to make their version of gun safety one of the defining issues of 2020 is either in the toilet, couldn't get above 2%, trying to claw their way out of the dirty water, or they're already flushed. How do you like that analogy too? Kind of fun, right? Yeah. That just kind of popped up. They had a paper-thin majority. This is why this is not as big a deal as it looks. It is if you live in Virginia. Paper-thin, razor-thin majority. 20-19 in the state Senate and 51-48 in the House of Delegates. And there was a vacancy, by the way, in each of those chambers in Virginia. This wasn't a landslide by any stretch. It was no wave. What does the media like to call it? A blue wave? It was no blue wave. Three or four seats flip and bam, there you go. But it's important that you understand the message that every town for gun safety, what a joke that is, by the way. Oh, and you know what? I was reading a review of Armed American Radio, which is one of the top podcasts on iTunes and has been for years. One of the reviewers that gave it a one star didn't like my, it was a liberal goofball that, you know, I'm the gun nut murderer guy, right? You know, these lunatics. You got to love reading those too. Because everybody who doesn't like the program is a lefty lunatic, and they call you names and stuff, and it's fun to read. But he says every time he talks about Moms Demand Action, he says that's a silly name too, by the way, isn't it? And that offended some woke liberal. So here's the deal. So every town for gun safety, which is nothing, gun safety, it's gun control, and Moms Demand Action, hey, goofball liberal, that's a pretty silly name too, by the way, isn't it, Moms Demand Action? Yeah. Every town in the Democrats they backed made guns a key issue following a mass shooting at a Virginia Beach municipal building on May 31 that left 12 people dead. Here's the deal. Every one of the Democrats that they backed were going to win anyway in those particular areas because of the demographic shift. Virginia, the rest of you, you're still living in a red state. Unfortunately, politically, because of certain areas in the state where the demographics are blue, more of them got out to the polls than you did. And if you're a red state, if you're one of those red voters and a gun owner and you didn't go to the polls, I hold you personally responsible. And so should every resident in the state of Virginia. And if that's you and you didn't go and you didn't vote your firearms freedoms, turn the dial. I don't want you listening to the show. You haven't earned it. And that's a hard statement for me to make, but it's 100% true. Shame on you. You let your state down. You let freedom down. You let yourself down. You let your family down. And now you're going to pay the piper for it. And I hope listening to the socialists for the next several years that control you and all the wackadoo things they do, because everything they touch, they destroy. That's on your shoulders. And I hope it pains you to watch your local news programs every single day. I hope it hurts. I hope it stings, because you're responsible for it. It is unconscionable to me that a gun owner in today's day and age, with these loudmouths and their billions, are not at the polls. Because if you vote at the polls, we win every single time. It's not even open for discussion. And these loudmouths are going to use their megaphones in the mainstream, legacy, hateful, treasonous media to claim all these victories. Merely look at what happened to Beto, look at what happened to Swalwell and the rest of them when they attempt to run in a general election for presidency, running in those primaries for the presidency. Look what happened. The more lunatic left they got with guns. So every town's pipe dreaming, but this is PR strategy. This is what they do. This is what Dan Gross did at the Brady campaign. They manipulate the press. They tell you what a victory it is because they know that if they say it enough, you're going to sit there and scratch your head, or enough people are going to go, maybe I should vote for gun safety. Maybe I'm out of the norm, when you're not. That's how they manipulate you. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. Before you hear in the upcoming breaks about Defender Coffee, I want to send you there for the fall. Great stuff going on at Defender Coffee. Now, here's something really fun. My new website. If you look at the webpage, you see my sponsors scrolling across. Click on them. And this is going to change day after day after day. Right now, Personal Defense Network, Law of Self-Defense right now. Who else up there has what you got us? Oh, Ammo Land has specific links. When you click on it, it goes right to a special AAR page. Okay. So as we begin to do things with these individual sponsors, you go to that page, it's going to be right there for you. They're literally partnering up with us, and we're going to do the same thing with Defender Coffee. Okay. We're going to talk with Derek in a little bit later on tonight. We're going to see if we can't get a web page made or some type of special that goes right to AAR right there for you that I can tell you about on the radio. In the meantime, do what I'm doing and just drink some Defender Coffee. Hold on. I've got some iced here in a cup. Hold on. DefenderCoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment every time you drink a cup of coffee. That's awesome. Not to mention, it's like really good. And, you know, Tori Vogel, I just shipped her gun bag with all the stuff in it, the range bag. I almost made a mistake and put my Freedom Roast in there. And she's got the Rebel Roast, which is what I had promised her. I signed her a bag of the Rebel Roast. But I've got the Freedom Roast now, too. That's a different one. So I'm looking forward to trying some different flavors over there. DefenderCoffee.com. I want you to listen to this from Virginia, because this is what you're going to hear. And it is going to be really hard to listen to. Every town of the Democrats they backed made guns a key issue following a mass shooting in Virginia Beach that left 12 dead. With a handgun, by the way. That's important that you understand that, because a handgun was used. The state's Democratic governor, Ralph Northam, the blackface Ralph Northam, ordered a special session of the General Assembly in July to take up an array of gun control bills. But the Republican leadership abruptly ended the session 90 minutes after it started without considering a single bill. Even before the session began, you need to know this, every town strategist began polling to determine which Virginia races would be the most competitive in November should the General Assembly fail to act. So what they did was they pick and choose. These people are very good at what they do. I've told you before. These are no slouches. These are liars with a big bag of money, unlimited pocketbooks. Liars with money. Very dangerous combination. Very dangerous combination. They began, after that session adjourned, they began calling on those areas where they had polling that showed them, look, these Republicans are weak. And they went in there with a ton of money and opened up their wallets. I told you which three they were at the top of the first segment. And here's what Feinblatt says. They made their choice to side with the gun lobby. Well, here's the deal. You're the gun lobby. The NRA is not the gun lobby. Gun Owners of America is not the gun lobby. Second Amendment Foundation is not the gun lobby. You're the gun lobby. And when you vote your guns, they lose every single time. Make no mistake, though, coming up in 2020, they believe 100%, and they're going to use this strategy, they believe 100% that you believe that gun control is the issue, that gun control is the answer, that you want socialist gun control. They believe that you want confiscatory policies. They think that. That's why they say these things. Or do they? The fact that they're saying them tells me one thing. They are staying on point. Period. Repeat the lie long enough, over and over and over again, and some sucker out there is going to buy it. And they know it. They are experts in it. Dan Gross with the Brady campaign was an expert in it. Hence why I'm not giving him a pass. Hence why he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt from me, simply because he stood up at a rally and said, I'm for the Second Amendment. I've been fighting you and your policies and talking about your lawsuit for far too long to buy into that. Just because you stood there, you need to show me a hell of a lot more than that. And it's going to take a lot more than standing up there to do it. And the rest of these people, John Feinblatt, the rest of them, every single one of them are going to use the strategy that they used in Virginia. And they did it successfully in the seats that they targeted. Now, there's other circumstances involved in those seats, but the money certainly didn't hurt. Oh, and listen to this. And this is where you can thank your NRA for their internal struggles. I want to thank Wayne LaPierre for that. Every town spending came as the NRA faces intense scrutiny and legal battles with its former advertising agency. The gun lobby's finances are under investigation by attorneys general in New York and Washington. NRA officials this week said it's not uncommon for Bloomberg-funded groups to outspend them in politics and insisted their membership ranks remain strongly committed to the gun rights cause. And they're right about that. Jason Wimmett, who took over for Chris Cox at the NRA ILA, the lobbying arm of the National Rifle Association, said this, and he's right. Anti-gun organizations are backed by distant billionaires, not local interests. These elitists funnel money into our communities to prop up weak candidates defined by one trait: their willingness to bow to the billionaire's gun control agenda, even if it turns great places like Virginia into New York City. And that's exactly what happened. Because let me go back to the legislature and what happened at that session that the Republicans ended within 90 minutes from Blackface Northam. Guess what happens the next time he calls one? It ain't ending, because the Republicans no longer hold the gavel. And the worst of the worst bills that will do nothing to stop crime but will infringe on you as a law-abiding citizen will be written, they will pass chambers, and Blackface Northam will sign them. That's what will happen. Virginia, it's coming. VCDL, how effective will they be? Don't know. Haven't heard much from them lately. How effective will they be? Don't know. Haven't heard much from them lately. I'm repeating that intentionally. We don't know. But I will tell you this. They're gloating and they're bloviating and gloating in Virginia now, because gun control is now on the table. So next time you hear Shannon Watts say, just because we're involved in this work, people think we're anti-gun and we don't support the Second Amendment, that couldn't be further from the truth. My God, give it a rest. Watch and see what they support in the state of Virginia. I feel bad for you, Virginia. I do. We're free down here in Georgia, at least for now, right? They're trying to do the same thing down here. It's going to be a little bit tougher run than it is in Virginia. We don't have Northern Virginia and Washington, D.C. liberals to contend with. Down here, we got Atlanta to contend with. But Atlanta can be contained. Hopefully. I mean, you know, I guess if you're Stacey Abrams and you think losing by 58,000 votes is somehow a victory, you know. I mean, they've convinced her that she won. They really, truly have. Don't believe the edict is true. Tell a lie long enough. Hey, tell Stacey Abrams every single day that she won, even though those 58,000 votes didn't go for her. Just tell her that they would have, but, you know, she really won because those votes really should have gone to her. Just tell her that. She'll believe it. Yeah, she does believe it, okay? Stacey Abrams, what a joke. By Election Day, every town in its grassroots arm, Moms Demand Action, Hey Liberal, that's a pretty silly name too, by the way, isn't it? Had endorsed Democrats in 25 races. Moms Demand Action volunteers made more than 100,000 calls to voters, every town official said Wednesday. Now, you see in the way this CNN article is written, this is what you get from CNN. Every town also spent, according to this, was it $67,000 to aid Democrat Shelley Simons, who gained national attention in 2017 after a tie with the Republican opponent David Yancey was decided by a random draw out of a bowl. Yancey won the draw. You know, the chick on the bike that flipped off the motorcade? She won some council seat somewhere, right? So she's flipping off money. This is what these people are. These are hateful people, man. These people don't respect anything. They certainly don't respect your rights and your freedoms. And when you put them in positions of power, and we watch what happened in Virginia, you're going to see what they want for the whole country. We'll be back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. Don't forget to support AmmoLand.com. Get on the list. You can do it at my website. Click the link. Lead Slingers Whiskey. Go check out their site. A lot of very cool products. Brad Primo is going to be with me November 23rd at High Caliber Gun Shop in Holly Springs, Georgia, just north of the perimeter, outside, 35 or so miles outside of downtown Atlanta. Come see us there. Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com is going to be there. Crossbreed, I found out yesterday, is going to have all kinds of cool vouchers for giveaways for CCW packs and stuff. That means if you come, you might walk away with a Crossbreed holster for your gun choice, a gun belt, and a mag carrier, okay, from Crossbreed. It's about a $150 package. Not to mention, you're going to be able to hang out with me, George the Mad Ogre Hill. I was talking with him yesterday. Now, George has a new job, but we're still about 90% sure that he's going to be able to be there. If he can't make it, no problems. I'll be there signing our book for you, and I'm going to be broadcasting or taping, live to tape, parts of the Sunday Monster broadcast that will air the following day from the event right there on the lawn, and we're going to be grilling while armed, and a lot of our sponsors are going to be there. So make sure if you're in the vicinity, and that's Thanksgiving week. I know it might be a little tough that Saturday before Thanksgiving, but if you're in the vicinity, particularly the Atlanta area, come on up and say hi, shake my paw, sign a book, buy a book. I'll sign it for you. Great gifts, too, by the way, growing while armed. AmmoLand.com. Great stuff. It's a landing page. Is yours. Personal Defense Network, too, has got a great page for us as well. We're going to be talking about that more as days go by. My op-ed, my editorial, WorldNet Daily picked it up. Gun regulators are making up their own laws, and it has to stop. Exclusive, Mark Walters warns of two alphabet agencies overstepping their jurisdictions. The piece is about the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Expletives. Well, the editors got, they kept explosives in there. They didn't put expletives in there. And I talk about them and their little cousin agency, the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau, trying to expand its powers. And in the piece, I talk about ATF making law, which is unconstitutional. And here's the part about it. Even though, for example, let's change the name, let's change the definition and make, now it's a law. The bump stock ban wasn't legislated. It wasn't legislated as a law, but guess what happens? And I read in here, the bottom line is that ATF is making laws. That's not constitutional. But if we, the people, don't obey, guess what happens to us? We could end up in prison anyway because they said so. So go read my piece. It's an interesting read. It's in depth. It's intense. And it's up at WorldNet Daily. And, you know, honestly, I don't know who else picked it up. Who knows? I mean, this could have gotten picked up a lot of different places. My father sent it to me today and said, hey, WorldNet Daily, run your piece. So I'm right on the front page of WND.com. Check it out until you see my mug there and scroll down and boom, hit the picture. There you go, and you'll get my piece. Lots and lots and lots of fun stuff there. So, all right, we have, I know the CNN thing really burned me up. Angry Mark didn't come out of the box, but, you know. Do you remember when we were talking about Michael Bloomberg and his DUI deals and alcohol, and, you know, they want to now go after, you know, anything as a way to keep guns from you? And we were discussing, and I forget how far back it was, but this, look, the truth about guns, I love this stuff. I love this stuff. Bloomberg's fake news on DUIs and gun ownership. Because remember, this is from Dennis Petrocelli. He's an MD. What they're trying to do, guest contributor at Truth About Guns, is they're trying to find any way they can to take away your right to keep and bear arms. So you'd have to believe, right, that criminals sitting in the criminal's lair somewhere are saying, hey, man, don't let him go rob the liquor store tomorrow. He drinks. He's got a DUI. He's not allowed outside with his guns. They took his guns because he's got a DUI. You'd have to be stupid enough to fall for this stuff. Because, and I covered the piece with you from Bloomberg. It was called Drivers with DUIs Shouldn't Be Armed. I just don't remember when it was. But here's a quote from it. Gun owners with DUI convictions are a discreet and dangerous group. For lawmakers eager to make progress against gun violence, they're too good a target to ignore. It has nothing to do with progress against gun violence. It has to do with infringing on your right to, hey, look, there's a subset of people we can demonize because they're already demonized anyway. They're stigmatized. They got a DUI. It's easy to say, hey, those people shouldn't have guns, even though they're completely mutually exclusive of one another. Unless you're Bloomberg, then you can tie it together. Because forget the fact that mama went out with her friends to celebrate, oh, I don't know, a baby shower. Drank a couple glasses of wine too many, felt a little bit bold, and got a DUI on the way home. She shouldn't be able to protect her family from now on because she's a drunk and a DUI. And that's what Bloomberg's group wants to do. They want to demonize her. They want to stigmatize her. They want to make her into something she's not. She's simply a woman that made a mistake and shouldn't have driven and had never had anything else happen wrong in her life as much as a traffic ticket ever. Habituals, that's a different ballgame. If you got three DUIs, you shouldn't be driving anyway. You got bigger issues. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the blanket statement that Bloomberg's organizations make in an attempt to demonize a group of individuals because, you know what? They're an easy target. What did they say? They're too good a target to ignore. Ooh, we can go after them. What other targets are there out there that Bloomberg could go after? Can you think of any? Yeah. Lots and lots and lots of them. They can go after just about anybody they want. They can stigmatize and demonize anybody they want. Too many traffic tickets. We've done a study that proves that guy's a leadfoot. Leadfoots shouldn't have guns. They have there's a psychological problem that makes them drive. They can do anything they want to do. This editorial, according to The Truth About Guns, implies that gun purchasers with a history of a DUI charge cause a considerable amount of gun violence. Couldn't be further from the truth. The editorial references a recently published article in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Here's a quote. Association of prior convictions for driving under the influence with risk of subsequent arrest for violent crimes among handgun purchasers. Its authors assert that a handgun purchaser who had a prior DUI conviction was twice as likely to commit a violent offense after purchasing their gun. Huh. None of it actually makes any sense. There's no correlation. They're stretching to make the correlation in an attempt to demonize those who have already had a DUI, who, for the most part, you know, yeah, they don't feel too good about their DUI to begin with. And it's real easy to destroy their lives, isn't it? So let's go after their firearms rights, too. Why? Because they're just too good a target to ignore. The study tried to examine what happened with the roughly 80,000 people who purchased a handgun in California in 2001 over the next 13 years. The researchers focused on those individuals who had prior convictions for DUI and non-DUI alcohol-related offenses. The article goes on at Truth About Guns. I want you to read this. I'm only going to paraphrase just a little bit of this here. The objective truth, which they claim was buried in a graph, is in stark contrast, they say, to the claim that these purchasers were a significant source of gun violence. Only 2.5%, 37 people, of those 1,500 handgun purchasers with prior DUIs were ever charged with a firearm-related offense. And they go on to say and point out, as they should, whether or not they were convicted, whether or not their offense was actually a morally justified defensive gun usage, isn't even discussed. Quite possibly for a portion of that 2.5%, charges were dropped or they were acquitted. Because you see what they were trying to do, the Bloombergs, the Bloombergians, the liars about your guns, the Every Town for Gun Safeties and the Moms Demand Action. What a silly name that is, too, by the way, you dopey liberal. They were trying to make the correlation and they failed to do so. But these facts buried in never get questioned by the mainstream media. Hey, wait a minute. What about this? That's only 37 people. When in reality, the editorial was insinuating, and I quote, that handgun purchasers with prior DUIs were violent with their guns and that violence would be stopped by prohibiting them from purchasing guns. When in reality, the truth is that 97% of handgun purchasers with a prior DUI did not go on even to be charged with a gun-related offense. But you see, you're never going to know that because the media is not going to tell you that. Because all they want to do is sensationalize the Bloomberg headlines because it's Bloomberg. And if every town said it, it must be true. It's just the fact they've got the media in their hip pocket. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. Another fun segment coming up. Don't go away. Don't do it. Don't leave.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, we're already in the fourth segment. You know what I think we're going to do? I think we're going to carry some of this program over premium content subscribers on armedamericanradio.com or armedamericanradio.org are going to, because I'm going to be opening up now. It's premiums is now open. You can purchase a premium program over at Armed American Radio. I should say premium program. You can purchase a premium membership to get premium content at armedamericanradio.com now. And on the 8th, we're going to start putting that content up on the page for you behind the wall, behind the curtain. So you get exclusive access to stuff. And I'm going to continue some of this conversation, I believe, in that, because David Hogg, and now Sean is already in my ear. I know, Sean, quit talking about him. No, because it's too much fun this time, Sean, to say what? No, I'm going to. It's too much fun this time. Just listen, calm down. Sean's all over me. No, I'm not going to make his mic laugh. David Hogg, let's buy the NRA's headquarters now that Democrats control Virginia. This kid's an idiot, a flat-out bona fide idiot. All he is he's just a Twitter kid, okay? But I want you to listen to this. Activist David Hogg celebrated Democrats sweeping victories in the Virginia legislature by suggesting he and his fellow gun controllers should now buy NRA headquarters and, get this, turn it into a gun control museum. Their headquarters, by the way, the NRA, they're located in Fairfax, Virginia, up in Northern Virginia. Here's what his tweet said. The NRA just lost their home state. Next, we buy their HQ and turn it into a national gun violence prevention memorial. David Hogg's an idiot. This kid's just a flat out moron, man. 15 still ticking, right, because of Twitter? 15 minutes still ticking because of that social media platform. Of course, here's the deal. The gun controls that he wants to, I can only tell you behind the curtain. Maybe I'll go, I might go after this segment and record some more for you for premium content. Got a lot coming up for you in the next few days over there, but I don't know. Let me push that off till tomorrow. We'll see. Hogg's tweet comes the morning after Democrats, see how you... Northam, Blackface Northam, is pursuing a number of gun control bills. He wants universal background checks. Okay, that means ending private sales of transactions for you. One handgun a month purchase. Now, let me tell you how boneheaded that is. So you buy a handgun. Does Northam think that the gun you own already isn't capable of being used in a crime, that this only the second one is? In other words, one handgun a month purchase makes no sense in an effort to stop crime, does it? Of course not. Because if you want to commit a crime, you can use the handgun you already have. Or rifle, whatever it is, whatever you want to do. If you're inclined to commit a crime, what's the problem? Would you have to have the second gun? I better have my pick. I don't know which one I'm going to use. Now, this one's not going to work for a liquor store robbery. Blackface Northam is a socialist who hates your right to bear arms and is simply trying to infringe on that right. Because criminals, I guess you'd have to believe this. One stolen gun a month. How about that, right? Is that what he's saying? Why doesn't he just say this? Criminals can only steal one gun a month. Because criminals don't go in and buy a handgun. Yo, man, let's go down to JQ's pawn shop down there. I want to buy a new gun, too. I'm going to rob a liquor store tonight. Yeah, I'm going to hold up some people. I'm going to commit a carjacking later on tonight when it gets dark. I'm going to go down and let's go down there and buy a new gun for that. Yeah, let's go down and buy a new gun. Well, didn't you buy one for one last week? There's one gun a month. Now. Oh, man. Yeah, I guess I'll have to wait till next month. Because the gun he bought, this is the idiocy of what we're talking about. So if you ever want to know whether these socialists are actually concerned about crime, think about it in those terms. This has nothing to do with crime. One handgun a month. The handgun that you already bought is good enough. He's not trying to stop a crime. He's trying to keep you from buying another handgun because he doesn't like it. So here's what I would do. Buy one. Go buy two. Go buy three. Send the governor a note. Hey, I just bought three guns today, governor. Thanks a lot. Idiot. Oh, and what else? Not one of the gun controls that Blackface Northam is pushing would have stopped the Virginia Beach massacre. Every one of them is what he's saying. We have to do this, this, and this. None of which would have stopped the shooting in Virginia Beach. How do I know? Because the gunman bought the firearms. Gunman, I'm sorry I used that word. Because the scumbag bought his firearms legally. He got them via a background check. And he didn't buy the guns yesterday. He acquired them over years because he was lawfully owned his firearms. Oh, but he used a silencer, they say. A suppressor was what it really is referred to. Well, we got to ban silencers. The silencer didn't muffle the gun sounds. It didn't eliminate anything. The sound of the gunfire was audible from everywhere in the building. And as A.W.R. Hawkins says, it wasn't even integral to the shooting itself. Here's what we're reminded of by A.W.R. Hawkins, because he's so good at what he does. What was integral was the fact that the attack occurred in a municipal building where city employees were mandated to be gun-free. Thus, they were unable to defend themselves when their colleague began shooting. Northam has not pushed, Blackface Northam, I call him, has not pushed an elimination of such gun-free zones. Only three issues that he's pushing, none of which would have stopped what happened in Virginia Beach, because the individual who wanted to murder his colleagues wasn't worried about a law. Yeah, I know. I started out talking about David Hogg because we're talking about Virginia falling to the Democrats. That's why I opened it up in the first segment of hour one. And David Hogg, I mean, my God, this kid is insufferable. It's hard to even look at his picture. It really, truly is. But Sean, I knew that would drive you crazy, so I wanted to do it. And what did I say the other day? That it was only a matter of time before the gun grabber started blaming U.S. gun laws for what happened in Mexico with that poor family, those women and those children. Here's what a Univision reporter told Trump. Ban assault weapons if you want to help Mexico. That's the boneheaded statement from a Univision reporter. Leon Krauts. He said Trump must ban assault weapons if he really wants to help Mexico. That's how you create a war on drug cartels, is by banning assault weapons. Because this guy's stupid enough to believe that Mexican drug cartels are getting automatic freaking machine guns from the United States. Now, do some of their guns come from the U.S.? Of course. Some of them were given to them by the Obama administration. I guess Leon Krauts forgot about that, right? Yeah, you know, the gun walking scandal, Fast and Furious. Nobody paid for that, by the way. They all got away with it. Obama got away with it. Holder got away with it. They all got away with it. Crimes were committed. Brian Terry's dead as a result of it. Those guns were given to Mexico, Leon. So taking my gun away from me is going to stop crime in Mexico. This guy really believes that. Well, here's the deal, Leon. It's not going to happen. And if you want my guns, you're more than welcome to come to my house and take it. Here's what Trump called for, as we said yesterday. Time for Mexico, with the help of the United States, to wage war on the drug cartels. Unfortunately, Mexico has a pacifist socialist who did I hear say this morning? Wants to hug it out with the cartels. Let's just give everybody hugs. And pretty soon those unicorn farts will smell like strawberries and we'll all live happily ever after. Yeah, only in the land of misfit toys. That's where it's going to happen. Hi, I'm living in the land of misfit toys over here. I believe that if we hug it out with the cartels, everything's going to be just fine. Ain't that just like a socialist? Unbelievable. You want to wipe out the Mexican cartels? Let some American spec ops boys go down there and get the job done. Mm-hmm. That'll take care of some of the cartels. Nothing but a bunch of kids running around with bandanas on their face, doped up on whatever it is, in a pickup truck with a 50 caliber in the back of it. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We're going to have to end this segment of Armed American Radio, which means we have to end this day of Armed American Radio. But here's the deal. The premium content is open for subscription on Armed American Radio, and we're going to start feeding you that premium content in just a couple days. I promise you're going to love it. You're going to get extra hours of content, great stories about the origin of how this all came about, where we're going with it. And this week's conversation is a good one with myself and Rob Pincus, 32 minutes long. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll get up and do it all over again tomorrow because we can. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.